Hey everybody, my name is Jarrett and this is my podcast.
Hey everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
I'm telling you, it's finally here, the end of the holiday season. It's mid-September now. It's like the 17th, I think, of September today when I'm doing this, and it's been nonstop. Seriously, I think it starts at Thanksgiving now in the United States of America. And it just keeps going. Just keeps going. And, you know, holiday parties start right after Thanksgiving. And then you're into Christmas. And then it's New Year's. And then I got my little girl's birthday. And now we have, they're out of school for Martin Luther King Day now. So look, we just had another 4-day weekend. And I tell you, I'm ready to get back to normal, but you know what the thing most ready for normality? My liver. Seriously. I know I joke a lot and people think that I drink a bunch, and I do. I like to have a beer or two. Man, the last 2 months, it's been like Bowling for Soup's been on tour, but I never had to sleep on the bus in a coffin sized little area, but man, my liver hurts. It really just, I mean, I can feel it when I move. Like, they need to have liver stretches. I'm sure they do, right? I mean, I know, like, I did a liver cleanse once. It required no stretching. It was simply just drinking some liquid that tasted really, really bad, and then, like, taking some kind of pills that seemed like sort of a multivitamin that I know were just sort of probably filled with sand or something else to make it seem like I was doing something of substance. But I guess if you digest sand, that's not a bad thing, right? I mean, that's roughage. And, you know, got to be minerals and shit in that, right? Because I know there's like quartz. Isn't quartz a mineral or is it a something else? I think it's a... Okay, that right there, technical difficulties. If you ever hear me on Twitter complaining about my recording software or my anything that I have a lot of problems with my stuff. And I was kind of on a little roll there about quartz. And I was going to get into how they put it in watches and how that, you know, helps keep us together, you know, because, you know, it keeps us punctual. And holy shit, what was that? Oh my God. I guess evidently if I get emails, you guys know now, podcast Julie. Oh, man, so lots going on here. Lots going on for me. I am happy. It's 2012 and officially began yesterday, and I'm just so freaking blessed. I really am, you know. I think it probably gets a little bit confusing if you follow me elsewhere besides this amazing podcast that I do. But, you know, I've got a lot going on, and I think one of the things that I think about a ton is like this. Technology is such a curse sometimes, and it's a curse to all of us in so many ways in that, you know, we all feel like we have to be on our fucking phones all the time, you know, whether we're, you know, having lunch with, you know, a friend that you haven't seen in 5 years and you're both Facebooking the whole time and you just could have just both stopped at Sonic, gotten a chili dog on opposite sides of the city, and just IM'd, you know. But unfortunately, we've put ourselves in contact too much, I think. And I'm just so guilty of it too. And it's, you know, I've gotten to be the master of the acting like I'm paying attention to you while I'm, you know, updating my status on my 6 Facebook accounts that I have access to. And technology, obviously, you know, with the decline of the recording industry, and we all have that debate about how, you know, stealing music is bad and it's wrong and no good could ever come out of it and all of that and whatever. We've all got our opinions and all that. I will say the thing that technology does so amazingly for me personally is it just allows me to be involved in so many different things creatively. And I realized that may have been the gayest thing I've ever said. And especially you're thinking to yourself, Jarrett, you're in a fart joke band. You guys are almost 18 years old as a band and here you are talking about this amazing creativity that you have. Well, fart jokes are fucking hard to write, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they're fucking hard to write. But I got a lot going on, and a lot of that is because of technology. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what we're able to do creatively now and how just much content we're able to put out as artists or as film editors or as animators or whatever it is we choose to do. And you know, I figuring out a way to make a living at doing that is obviously a whole nother side of things. But, you know, for me, I go into 2012 with just an awesome, awesome grasp on nothing. I lost my train of thought there. But now I go into 2012 pretty much more excited than I've ever been because I've got project after project of things that are all doing amazingly creative things. And that's good stuff. That is really good stuff.
Let's all take a trip around Jared's world.
And I don't really even know where to start with all of this. You know, I feel like I wanted to keep this one sort of short and just sort of give an idea of where everything I'm doing is right now and then sort of go from there. And I feel like the last few podcasts have been very much centered around, you know, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And obviously I want to get back into having guests and talking about things and I don't know if you guys are really interested in my opinions on, you know, things that actually happen in the world. And to be quite honest, I don't really know that I want to talk about that with you. But this is what I'm talking about today. And that is, there is, once again, a shitload going on.
BFS Touring Update.
Sort of seems like every time Bowling for Soup is quiet for a bit, it just... I don't think people understand how nutty it really is for us, and we did just take a few months and just kind of kick it pro style. I'm going to adjust this mic, and I'm not really sure what kind of sound this is going to make, but if it sounds like I fell down, that's impossible because I'm actually seated. Well, I guess that's not... I think I've fallen from a sitting position before. In fact, I know I have many times. That has to have happened. Bowling for Soup touring update is this. We are heading out in February, last part of February, with the U.S. Navy to Africa. And we will be over there for a while, a few weeks, playing some different bases and a few boats and just spending some time with the men and women of the armed forces and saying a huge thank you and getting to see a part of the world that a lot of people don't get to see. So that's pretty exciting for us. And we'll come back from that and start gearing up immediately for our UK acoustic tour, which we have just announced. And this year, happy to be taking back my other project, People on Vacation.
People on Vacation.
I guess I have to, if the two things are going out together, then I have to sort of combine, right? But going back to the UK for an acoustic tour, Eric and I headlining our third annual springtime UK acoustic tour. And there was a lot of talk about us not doing the tour at all this year. And we just decided actually just to sort of force everyone's hand and let us come over. We're not doing the 14 days worth of shows that we've done the past few years. I think we're only doing 6 or 7. And covering as much of the country and the area as possible. I do want to give shout-outs, obviously, to Wales and to Ireland. I know we're not making it back there yet again. And just trust me on this. And I don't want to get into too much about, like, well, this guy doesn't want this and this guy. Because, quite honestly, I think it's hard for everybody to understand how tours and shows actually come together. The point is that logistically it did not work, this tour, and that does not mean that we don't love you, because we freaking do. And I think we express that with tongue kisses each time we see you. And you know, we don't make you do gum or mouthwash before we, you know, stick our tongues down your throats. We just do it because that's how much we like you. But excited to be heading back to the UK with both People on Vacation and with Bowling for Soup, and we'll get into People on Vacation as I finish up Bowling for Soup. After that tour, we will come back, and then we've got some various US dates coming up at the end of April and into May. Various. We are not doing a nationwide US tour in the near future, but we will be doing sporadic dates. So by all means, make sure you're following BFS Rocks on Twitter and Bowling for Soup on Facebook, and you know, or just follow me on Twitter, because I'll just tell you what's happening, even, you know, or hint at it, or say it in some sort of language that you don't understand. Me and my kids have been doing the thing where my kids discovered the whole acting like you know a different language thing, which I'm sure sounds offensive to people who actually speak other languages, because I think we sort of mix a bunch of stuff together, because it's like, you know, sometimes it sounds Spanish, and sometimes it sounds Mandarin, and sometimes it sounds German, and you just, you know, but it's just the silliest thing, because we got my father-in-law the other day, and he was just like, do you guys have your own language? And we're just, yes, you know, and the kids are just like, and I'm like, no, you know, I don't know, it's really stupid, but I'm not even sure what the hell that sounded like. That was like, sort of like a Frenchman humping a Spaniard, or something like that. Anyway, so Bowling for Soup, and then obviously we'll get into our summer months. We will have some summer plans out for everybody soon. And obviously in October, we will be back in the UK for our annual full band tour. Yeah. So People on Vacation, the EP, came out late last year. Super, super, super excited about it. I think you've heard us talk about it enough to where you know it's basically the first six songs that we wrote when we got together the first three times. But, you know, since we went to the UK last year, which were pretty much the first of our, that was pretty much our first tour ever. We haven't toured, but we've played a bunch of local shows in Dallas, and we've gotten together, we've done a bunch of stuff. And have really, I don't know, sort of fine-tuned what it is we are and what our sound is, and I'm excited about People on Vacation. I mean, as I was saying about technology earlier, it's just cool. It's cool for me that I can do Bowling for Soup and I can do People on Vacation, which are two separate things, and they're, you know, completely different in all areas, and that is as far as vibe and as far as just like the way things work and recording and all that. And, you know, and then I've got other outlets too, which is, you know, which is really, really super cool. So People on Vacation, plans are to, we're actually making a new video here in the next couple of weeks, which leads me to
Built by Ninjas News.
That's right, teaming up with yet another one of the things that I've got going on, Built by Ninjas, who, by the way, Built by Ninjas, last two videos, Turbulence and for Bowling for Soup and Douchebag by Patent Pending. Freaking riveting television. Check those out. But so People on Vacation be working with Heath and myself and me and Ryan doing a new video for the song Where Do We Go off of our EP. And it's going to be cool for me because very much different from any other video that I've ever made or the Bowling for Soup made, and just a totally different vibe. And, you know, I think for me, the trick is not to seem like I'm trying to be too artsy, because I don't know that everybody will buy it, you know, and I don't mean purchase it. I mean like get it. And so, but there's a fine line, you know, with People on Vacation. There's definitely a depth there that doesn't always happen with Bowling for Soup. And so I'm excited to make our first People on Vacation video. And I'm glad that that Built by Ninjas is getting to do it. So very lucky in that regard.
Bowling for Soup news.
That was what I was supposed to play earlier, but I did the touring news thing instead. And I was like, do I not have one of these that's just Bowling for Soup news so I can talk about, you know, I mean, the Christmas album did amazing in December. It absolutely did. Thank you, everybody who got it. And if you didn't grab it, either volume one or two or both. Definitely get it early for next year. And, you know, I don't really know if a volume three will happen this year or next, but for sure it'll be in the works. But Bowling for Soup. Oh, news. Just right out of there. Just right there. Right out of the blue where we all can just hear it randomly. Oh, my God. I don't even know what this podcast is about. It's literally about nada. Everything we've talked about so far is on the internet. Built by Ninjas is on Facebook and Twitter. Bowling for Soup, People on Vacation. You know, for those of you who don't know, also Eric Chandler, the bass player, the amazingness of Bowling for Soup, will also be playing a solo set yet again this UK acoustic tour. And his album is done, and it is freaking amazing. I'm excited to turn you guys all on to it, and I'm excited for him to get out there and get to playing shows all on his own and stuff. So, you know, that brings us to Jirinus.
Jirinus News!
What can I say about Jirinus? You know, I don't know how much I've actually talked about what that is, but again, this sort of leads back into technology to where it's like, man, like, how do you do three bands? You know, and it's just, it's gotten crazy. I mean, it's just the way that things work and the way that we can pass files and song ideas and things around and then just decide we're gonna record a song today and put it out. And you know, that is kind of what Jirinus has become for me. If those of you who don't know, you know, I've obviously been in Bowling for Soup for 18 years and just absolutely would never want to be in any other band other than that one full time. And then I've got People on Vacation, which is just this really cool thing and just a absolute breath of fresh air for me to be able to make music that isn't fart jokey. And then me and my best pal, Linus of Hollywood, who actually met while writing some Bowling for Soup songs back in the day, about 4 years ago, jokingly start a band that ends up becoming a reality called Jirinus that is the absolute furthest thing from serious music could ever do, but yet it's coming out amazingly. Those of you who haven't been following Jirinus, we do have a Kickstarter going right now. Only a few days left, actually. So if you're hearing this after like the 23rd, I think, it's over. If you're hearing this before then, you can still be a part of it. It's basically what it is. It's like a pre-sale for an album that doesn't exist, and you pledge to be a part of the album or whatever by doing something as little as giving us a dollar towards the thing. And I think for a dollar, we just say something nice about you. And, you know, to $20, which is going to get you the CD sent to your house, and then all the way up to like us producing your band in the studio. Just, I mean, it gets nutty, but and to be a part of that, go to Kickstarter.com, and just search Jirinus, Jirinus.
So many people are fucking lame. They can't figure out our name. It starts with Jared and ends with Linus, and that's why it's pronounced Jirinus. It's not Jirinus.
No.
It's not Jirinus.
What?
It's not Jirinus.
That's a planet.
It's Jirinus.
Jirinus.
Jirinus rhymes with vaginas. Jirinus rhymes with vaginas. Jirinus rhymes with vaginas.
Jirinus
rhymes with vaginas.
You don't like it, fuck
Jirinus
you.
Rhymes with vaginas.
Kickstarter thing is something I've never really done before, but this whole project, Jirinus, is something that I've never done before, and that is just absolutely finance the entire project ourselves. I mean, Bowling for Soup is pretty much on its own. Now we have our own label and stuff like that, but, you know, we've got management, and we have a distributor, and we just have all this craziness. Still, it's a machine, whereas Jirinus and the point of our Kickstarter is that, you know, we can raise the funds and do everything, hire a publicist, and if we want to do some radio stuff and video stuff and all of that, you know, we have the funds to go and do that. So pretty cool little thing, and honestly, man, just having a blast doing the Jirinus thing. We're also doing a song of the week, which that you just heard, Jirinus rhymes with Vaginus, is a song of the week on our SoundCloud. And you can always get there by just going and following us on Facebook or Twitter, both just Jirinus. But back to technology. This is the thing, again, is that what's really cool is I can be in Jirinus and do a bunch of songs with the F word that, you know, and about really dirty shit, and then come back and, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm also working on a kids record right now. And, you know, it's something I'm doing all on my own and not releasing on my own. So no Kickstarter coming up for this. But, you know, it's awesome. It's an awesome time to live is what I'm trying to say in the music industry, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm having a blast. And, you know, Bowling for Soup fans, who most of you who listen to this podcast are, you know, you have nothing to worry about. I mean, Bowling for Soup is still my number one priority and something that I'm going to do, but, you know, we're getting a little older, and it's harder for us to tour for 18, 20 months at a time. And not just because we're older too, but because we've got families and stuff, and, you know, Jirinus and POV and this kids record, and just these podcasts even are things that I can do while I'm sitting at home chilling. So, which I never do. I actually never just sit and chill. My daughter came in last weekend and said, "Dad, why are you sitting on the couch?" And I said, "Because there's football on." And she goes, "You never sit on the couch," and then just like left. And that doesn't mean I don't spend time with them, but it's we're just always on the go, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm a busybody. Freaking busybody. You know? So I started a thing where you can email me if you want. It's Jarrett's Podcast, Jarets Podcast at gmail.com. And I'm going to just be honest. It's not another email address that I'm just going to answer everything that comes my way. It is a cool way, though, for us to have contests in the future, and also for you guys to ask questions. And so I did take some questions about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And so the very first one I got at Jarrett's Podcast at Gmail was from Jonathan Farmer, who asked, "What is the best gig you ever played, and why was it the best?" Man, I get asked that shit all the time, and I think I always give a different answer. So I'm skipping right to your second question, which... How is the Phineas and Ferb recordings going?
Phineas and Ferb news.
The cool thing about the Phineas and Ferb thing is, and I don't want to mislead anybody. I'm not an employee on the show or anything crazy like that. And but I am lucky enough to be able to write songs with the guys a few times a year. And they write in my character, Danny, the lead singer for Love Handle, into episodes, and most recently into the movie, singing a song that I actually co-wrote with the guys called Robot Riot. So, man, it is just an absolute blessing and just, you know, an honor to be even involved in any little way with the number one cartoon on the planet. But I was just there in December and went, and they're out of the Disney building and into this new animation building, which is just crazy, because if you've ever heard me talk about Phineas and Ferb before, you know, it started with just Dan and Swampy, the creators, and like sharing an office, and they had a secretary, and they would write these songs and sing them into the answering machine of Danny Jacobs, who does the all of the music, really, for the whole show. And and then it went from that to them having like a half a floor, and then to two floors, and now their own building, and they're sort of like the kings of the castle, so to speak. It's the number one cartoon on the planet. So, you know, it's been amazing to watch that thing. And those guys are awesome to me and have become friends. And they always buy me the most amazing sushi LA has to offer as well, which is, you know, I can't complain about that. But the latest thing that I did with them, we wrote a song called Duplicate Doof, about Doof and Smurts is going to duplicate himself. And so get into that. But There is still a Love Handle episode coming up where I think I sing like 10 songs. So that's really cool. So, you know, be watching for that and pay attention to that. You know, I don't know. It's a freaking great show. You know what I mean? It's freaking awesome. Anyway, so that's Jonathan Farmer and his questions there. Eric Norseth asked me, how did Bowling for Soup gain its first record deal? And as the lead singer, bass player for a new band, I would like to know. Thanks, man. And at least Eric is polite. Eric, we busted our ass, lived in a van for 9 years, played every single show that we could possibly play, no matter where it was. As long as people would listen, we would play. We never said no. We absolutely made it a point to hang out every show. We had rules. It was like, if we're invited to a party ever, you have to go. I don't care if you're on your deathbed. And, you know, you try to get into cities and turn 10 people into 20 and 20 into 40 and 40 into 80. And it's always an exact measurement, by the way. It's a multiple, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Hard work. And writing great songs and, you know, have fun. You know, nobody should get into this business, and especially now, thinking that you're going to make it, first of all, because I'm not really even sure what making it is. We all are sort of making it in different ways. I mean, if you're able to get up every morning and create music and it's music that you love, then, hey, you're doing something, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, you made it. You know, we never got to be millionaires in this business. We still work really hard. Not a lot of people do, you know, but we're happy. And, we have gotten to do this for a living for quite some time now. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun. Have I said that like 3 times? I think here's what I'm doing right now. I'm answering this question and then I'm reading. The problem with this whole, like, getting this off Gmail is I'm reading all the shit on the side of Gmail at the same time. So evidently Daryl Hall's up to some shit now, and I don't know. And I can meet local musicians on, why are these ads here, it says, and all that. But anyway, Eric, here's what, let me give you my advice to all young bands. Don't worry about a record deal, because I don't know what the future of record companies are, and neither do you. Nobody does. You know, as of right now, Bowling for Soup is its own record label. People on Vacation, our album is out on our manager's label, and Jarinus is doing our own thing. So, you know, just write great songs. Be in a band with dudes that you like, and go play shows and have fun and get really, really good. And the rest, you know, provided that you're out there hustling, just kind of happens, you know. But the main thing is that there is you're never... No, very few bands have been treated like princesses. You know, not very often does it happen where the knight rides up on the white horse and sweeps you up and, you know, puts you in Richard Gere's bathtub and you know, makes you laugh by slamming the, hey, see, it was a pretty woman joke. But that just doesn't happen. You know, there's a lot of luck and a lot of hard work. And, you know, but I know the main thing is, are you enjoying what you're doing? You having fun? Well, then you freaking made it, you know, you freaking made it. Sebastian Bustamante asked me, what is the funniest thing to happen during a live show? Here's the problem with that, Sebastian. I am in a funny band, and so funny shit happens all the time. I will say this, Download Festival last year, when Chris went to stick the inflatable penis into the blow up sheep and the sheep deflated, as rehearsed as that might have seemed to some, it was not. And I honestly, I don't know that we could write that kind of humor. But having Chris in the band is such a blessing anyway, because only that would happen to him, you know? And that poor sheep has still not been inflated. So, that's that. Liam Duffield asked me if there's any news on a new album from Bowling for Soup. No. Our new album just came out last April. We'll probably start thinking about a new album towards the end of this year. But we did release a lot of music last year. And if you, want to know more about that, download the last podcast. And I think I sort of go over most of it, but, tons and tons of music out there, Liam, for everybody who needs a Bowling for Soup fix. You know what I mean? Chris, I can't pronounce your last name. Matsumoto, I think. Hey, man, I may have just nailed that. When are you guys coming back to Fresno, California? Could make it to the last show. Well, you're shit out of luck. You got to come see us when we come through, man. I'm just kidding. Not really sure. No plans for the U.S. as a whole right now, but definitely playing shows and, you know, staying busy, doing our thing. By the way, the new album is genius, Chris says. I agree. That's Jarrett talking. You guys need to make a music video for Here's Your Freaking Song. That would be awesome. You know, one of the things that we've talked about doing for years is making a video for every song on an album. And that sounds a lot easier than it is, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I would absolutely love to make that a reality sometime where every single song has a video. There's a band in Dallas called The O's that just did that. And really cool idea. You know, what a great way to have your stuff out there. All right. Let me see. Ow. Chris B, another Chris B. This is Chris Baki, I think. Bowling for Soup's done a lot of covers over the years. Which are you most proud of and why? You know, I don't know. I'll tell you that the cover thing started because we used to be two different forms of Bowling for Soup. In the 90s, we would do cover band shows to make money. So we would go and do a cover show at like a pub where like people danced and shit. And it was great fun, but we would separate that from like Bowling for Soup, the rock band. So like when we would do them in different parts of town. So the cool thing about living in Dallas-Fort Worth is like it's different sections of different parts of the cities do different things. So like, you know, one area has pretty much will have five places that have cover bands, but then all the rock clubs are kind of right there together. So you really never shit where you eat, you know? And it worked for us. It really did. I mean, we had two different crowds. And, you know, they would mix a little bit, and people who had kind of caught on to the rock thing would be like, I'm going to go see them at the Pig and Whistle in Fort Worth, and would show up, and there's us doing, you know, Johnny B. Goode and shit. And I think it would surprise them a smidge, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it carried over. And what I'm getting to is this: in our rock shows, what we would do is we would do a different cover every single show. And so fans would just flip out because if they didn't know about the whole cover band thing, they just thought, holy shit, every time these guys come to this club or wherever I see them, they have a different cover song. And the great thing about all of our covers that I didn't say earlier was we made them sound like Bowling for Soup. So we took it right out of the Ramones textbook, man, where like, you know, they would do, you know, the whatever covers that they did. I'm totally drawing a blank, but like they would do covers all the time and it just sounded like the Ramones. So we were like, well, shit, you know, all these songs can be played with three or four chords. We'll just do them and make them sound like Bowling for Soup. And then it's just like, hey, we're doing an Elvis song, but it sounds like us. And so people who recognize it as Elvis are like, holy shit, an Elvis song. And people who don't recognize it are like, that's really fucking cool. So anyway, a long list of covers began to take effect. And I will say that another little story here is that when we were doing Let's Do It for Johnny, which Chris mentions that we did the Summer of 69 cover on Let's Do It for Johnny. We were it was a toss-up between Let's Do It, which, between Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams or You Gave Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. And the way that I grew up learning to sing was I really wasn't a singer. I was a drummer first and then started singing later as bands that I was in just couldn't find anybody to sing, and I was not good. But what I could do is pretty much just impersonate anybody. I could sound like whoever song it was I was doing. So that's what I was listening to back then. So when we would do the Bon Jovi song, I sort of would take on that John Bon Jovi thing. And you know, 10, 15 years ago, I was a little younger. I sounded a little younger. And actually, that might not be true. I may sound younger now singing than I did. Anyway, whatever. But the label thought we sounded too much like Bon Jovi, and we weren't really making it our own. And so they dug the Summer of 69 thing. So that's the one that we ended up doing. But man, I like all the covers that we do, and I think we always put a cool little twist on them and make them work. So it's definitely one of those things that I like about being in Bowling for Soup is that nothing is off limits. And we can just decide, hey, let's do a Ting Ting song. And, you know, we can do it in one sound check and then it's, you know, then it's in the show. So, that is pretty much the answer to that, Chris. Well, anyway, anybody else who has questions for me, I do have a few more that I'm not going to get to in this podcast. Please send your question to jarrettspodcast@gmail.com. Well, we don't. And if you suck. Look at an egg. Well, and we forgot to activate our new debit card. And if you suck. But at least chili dogs are still delicious. Well, we don't like dirt. It's funny to put the little word. I want it to seem like I'm singing into something. All right, that's ridiculous. That's the clean version of a Jarina song that is on our SoundCloud and on our website. I'm going to close it down for now. I really wanted to do this podcast and just sort of update everybody on what was happening in early 2012. I wanted to talk about Well, everything I've been talking about. A few announcements before I go. The free shirt promotion on bowlingforsoup.com in the UK store is still going on. I think if you buy a shirt, we just send you a random old shirt for nothing. So go check that out. You're going to need it. And there's new people on vacation stuff up there in that same store. The American store, we will be having a promo pretty soon. So check that out. Everybody, please check out bowlingforsoup.com. People, we are peopleonvacation.com, jarinus.com, builtbyninjas.com, and last but not least, crappyrecords.com. Crappy Records is back in 2012, by the way. We will be doing a summer compilation called Have a Crappy Summer that will feature a lot of bands that you know, that you've heard me talk about on this podcast, that you are a fan of, or that just simply you're going to know who they are because it's going to be fucking awesome. It's the crappy bands and our peers and some heavy hitters on there. Pretty excited about it. It's going to be a summer album called Have a Crappy Summer, and details coming up on that. If you're in a band and you want to be on it, or if you know a local band who you think should be on it, we're going to have about 2 spots left on it for local bands, and we'll let you know how you can make that happen. So go like Crappy Records on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to make sure that you catch wind of that. You always want to catch wind, not break it, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jarrett, and this has been my podcast. See you down the road. Love you.
Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.